Hi there, and welcome back for day 7 in the series. Yesterday we looked at the influence of culture and family of origin on how we tend to show up in our relationships, but today we're going to be looking at probably the greatest influencer of how we perceive each other, our individual personality styles. Now, ultimately, whatever the external influences on our behaviors and beliefs, the quality of the relationships that we experience with someone comes down to the quality of our interactions on a one-on-one level. In our over 20 years now of working in this space, we have found that personality differences are perhaps the greatest influences on how people perceive each other. Now, I know that there are many, many different personality models out there, most of which are scientifically robust and offer really deep insights into our strengths and weaknesses and likely responses under pressure and areas where we shine best. The challenge, though, is that some of these models are very sophisticated and very in-depth, which makes them difficult to absorb and communicate to each other quickly. And that in turn means that we're left unable to interpret actions or behaviors and responses with any other filter than our own. But as every decent personality model demonstrates, there are at least 4 different views of the world. Basically, 4 different ways of views of what people think is right. Now, often the conflict and misunderstanding that we experience in our relationship is that we are unaware of any way of interpreting things other than our own. Now, in our experience, one model really stands out. And indeed, it's so simple that we can teach it to people in 5 minutes, including children. We taught it to our kids when they were, under 10. And you can watch the change in the quality of their interactions instantly. It literally improves self-esteem and patience and allowance for certain behaviors and our ability to understand each other's views. It's also great at creating a common language for people to describe what they're experiencing so that they and others can adjust behaviors. For example, some people with strong, sort of seemingly aggressive personalities have learned how to adjust their behavior so that they don't come across as bullying without losing their strength to lead. And indeed, others have learned how to offer their strength of focusing on the detail without micromanaging at the same time. So if ever there was one skill to learn to build great relationships and reduce conflict, understanding personality styles, how they show up under pressure and the impact that can have on others is an absolute must. But it only works if the model is simple enough to be shared quickly with everyone around you so that you can all develop a common language and understanding. So if you already have a model that you know and love and you'd be comfortable sharing with your loved ones, then go for it and use that one to develop your understanding of each other. If not, we go through the detail of the model that we love to use in our Habit Number 1, Navigating Unmet Expectations online course, and you can find out more about that on the website. Meanwhile, here's a challenging thought for you for today. How might some of the behaviors that your partner exhibits the behaviors that tend to frustrate you, how might some of those actually be a reflection of their different personality strengths just out of balance? That was certainly part of our story, as you may remember from the TEDx talk, as we shared the story there. Now, tomorrow we're going to be wrapping up on Habit 1 and looking at some really practical ways to help you develop this habit, so see you then.